Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. We just like to ask you a few questions.
On behalf of what?
National Opinion Survey. We just conducting a study. We would like to record your answer. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Believe me, it means a lot. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
I miss what you're saying.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio? Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, sir. But what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely
What are the chances? Let's start over again. What are the chances we won?
What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
Yeah,
vote?
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Chance of 50-50 or you will not vote? You definitely vote, right?
I missed again. Say again.
Okay, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages. What is your age?
What is my age?
Yes, sir. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all
ages. 80.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Okay. Your race?
Yeah, my race for many years now has been multi-races, so I don't identify with any one.
I understand. So just for the sake of the research, how should I record your answer? Let me read you the options, okay? White Caucasians, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American, Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino. So which one should I record as your answer?
Well, I don't know. I didn't get all of what you were saying there. Frequently, I'll put down Pacific Islander or Native American.
Okay.
White. And, and
okay,
of course, recently I found out there's some black, like 1% or something like that.
Understood. Now, let's move forward, okay? Thinking about that direction that the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or
okay, what referring to satisfied for what?
For the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you
satisfied? I'm not satisfied. Not satisfied.
So, should I record your answer as very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied? How should I record your answer?
Start over again. Say it again.
Okay. You say you're not satisfied with the direction the country's headed in, right?
I'm not satisfied, yeah.
Okay. So, should I record your answer as dissatisfied or very dissatisfied? How should I record your answer?
I didn't get what you were asking on that one. So.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let me read it again, okay? Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
With that direction. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100
zero to what?
That you feel to 100.
To 100, okay.
100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards the people, the organization, or the idea. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay? Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. What number should we give him to Mr. Joe Biden?
Okay. I'm leery about what you're asking on this one. Okay. I caught Joe Biden on the end of it.
Okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden? Do you feel very warm and favorable towards Mr. Joe Biden?
No, very negative there.
Okay. If it's zero, it means that you don't feel very cold and unfavorable.
No.
Okay, zero?
Yes.
Okay. And how about Mr. Donald Trump? Same question, from zero to 100. How do you feel?
For Trump?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Trump, I'd put it at 85%, maybe.
Okay. How about Moms for Liberty? Have you heard of that organization? Moms for Liberty?
The what organization?
Moms for Liberty.
I'm not familiar with that.
Never heard of it? Okay. Now, how about woke culture or wokeism? Have you heard of that?
Yes.
So what's, how do you
zero
feel?
On that one, yeah.
Zero on this one, okay. How about the U.S. Department of Education from zero to 100?
Okay, what is it? Repeat that one again.
The U.S. Department of Education.
What number? That's close to zero, too, maybe a five.
Okay. How about the National Education Association? Or NEA. Have you heard of that organization?
No, I haven't.
Okay. How about public schools teachers in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100?
Okay, now this is all school teachers?
Yes, sir. In your opinion.
Okay. My opinion's somewhat negative, even though my favorite daughter-in-law is a teacher.
Excellent. What number?
By and large, I'd give them maybe 30% or 30 on it.
Okay. Let's move forward. How about public schools in general from zero
how
to
how about 100? What?
Public schools from zero to 100.
Did you say public schools?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Public schools that, maybe a 10.
Okay. And how about charter schools? From zero to
charter
100.
Schools? Yeah, I'll give them about 75, 80. 80 is good.
Okay. So should I record 80 or 75?
Put it down to 80. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's move forward. Okay. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent. Good.
Okay, now how would I rate what the colleges?
The quality. The quality of public schools in the U.S. Excellent. Good. Just fair or poor?
Okay, now this is colleges in general, or you're referring to... What kind of colleges are you referring to?
No colleges. Public schools in general. The quality. The quality
what
of public
in general?
Public schools in general.
Public schools?
Yes, sir. Do you think they're
in general?
In general. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you, sir. All right, now, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Charter schools.
Charter schools. You think charter schools do, would you say that they do much better job or just a somewhat better job?
What was that last again?
Would you say the charter schools do a much better job or just somewhat a better job?
I don't, in general, I'd say much better.
Much better. Thank you, sir. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10. You follow me? Now, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, and 5 means that it's somewhat important to for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. Now, how
okay, important... Now, again, start at the beginning with that. What are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking about how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from 0 to 10. A 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. A 5 means that it's somewhat important to prepare students. And 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic, the one I just read. So can you pick up a number?
I'd say 5 or...
Okay. About how important it is for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities and democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from 0 to 10.
Okay, now what am I? What are the graduated answers on that?
Okay, this is the question. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities and democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from 0, which is not at all important, a 5, somewhat important, and 10, very important for public schools.
Yeah, 0-7.
yeah, you can pick any number from 0 to 10, okay?
So okay, 0-7. Yeah.
Okay, the next one. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens from 0 to 10.
Yeah, very good. 10, you know that.
Okay. Now, how important it is for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market from 0 to 10?
I don't know. Give that a 4.
Okay. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students for to become more organized and have a structure? From 0 to 10, how important?
How to be more organized for what?
Just how important it is for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have a structure from 0 to 10.
How to be more organized for what?
For life in general, you know.
Oh, well, give that a 6, I guess, or 7.
Okay. Which one should I record you, a 6 or 7?
Yeah, make it a 7.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Believe me. Now, would you say that your state has spent just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools education?
Okay. The state, what again?
Would you say that your state has spent just about the right amount on education? Not enough?
You're still talking about spending on education?
Spending on education, your state. You think they spend it not enough, too much, or about right?
Too much.
Too much, okay.
Because there's been no results of more money. So, okay.
Understood. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Put a little, I guess, between a little and a lot.
Okay, so should I record a little or a lot?
A lot. I've heard more than enough on that, yeah.
Now I hear you. You keep yourself informed. That's excellent. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say the ban in CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Okay, you're talking about the critical race theory being in the school, right?
Right. You think that's simply playing politics with education?
No, it's political.
Okay, so do you agree?
I agree there should be some understanding. I'm multiracial myself, okay?
Understood.
And so, what they're doing now is strictly political.
I understand. So you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree that it's political?
Okay, do I agree with it? With what?
Strongly agree or somewhat agree that it's political with education, what they're doing?
I'd say it's political. I agree with that.
Strongly agree? Or somewhat agree with that?
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, as you can tell, my ears are, even with hearing aids, I have a hard time hearing.
Don't worry. You're doing excellent. You're doing great. And believe me, you know, I'm learning a lot about you, okay, and about this service also. Believe me, you got a lot of knowledge. You know, 80 years old. So let's move forward. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard about a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Okay, my dog just got in and is panting here. Let me put her back out.
Okay, good. Take your time.
I'm sorry. That noise throws me off even further. So
that's okay. So let me repeat the question, okay?
Yes,
how
please.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
No, I didn't get what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Okay, have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Okay, the attempts to what? Remove?
To remove books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools. Have you heard about that a lot, a little, or not?
I've heard some.
A little?
I don't agree. I think.
Or a lot. How should I recall your answer?
Okay, about in the middle on that one, whatever it is.
Okay, so should I recall your answers that you heard about removing books of discussed slavery from public schools a little, a lot, or nothing? You say you heard a little bit, okay.
A little, yeah.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Okay, I appreciate your patience. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement, sir?
The teacher should not, I want to make sure I'm answering this one right.
Yeah.
You're saying the repeat it again, okay?
Of course. And do you got the volume up on your hearing aid?
Maybe yeah, that. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents...
No, I don't agree with that. The teachers are professionals, but I don't want to give them free ring on that. No.
So you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Yes, I strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those they aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement, sir?
I think I agree with it. You're talking about critical thinking.
Yes, sir.
And
skills. Critical thinking skills, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you strongly
agree. Okay, that should be taught, yes.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree? How should I record your answer?
I strongly agree.
Okay, now the next one. Public school students should not learn about the history about racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement, sir?
Wow, I agree on learning history, good and bad.
Right, okay.
And that, I'm kind of missing this one here.
Okay, let me read it again, no problems. And if you have no opinion, you let me know so we can move forward, okay?
Okay.
Now, the statement it says as following. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Well, I think that's a loaded comment or statement there.
Right. It is complicated.
They should teach it, but the way they've been teaching it is like the critical race theory. It's...
Understood. Yeah. Like I said, there is no right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters. And if you don't want to have an opinion on this one, we can...
Yeah, I don't want to answer that
okay.
one.
Okay. No, let's move forward. No worries. You're doing great. We're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed to it. Now, the first idea, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Do you strongly support that idea? Somewhat support. Somewhat
okay, now what are they adding again?
No, it's the idea. We want to know if you support or oppose that idea, okay? The idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. So will you support or oppose that idea?
Well, I'm missing what we're adding to the program there.
No, it's not they adding something.
It's
just the idea, okay? Let's say the idea of adding an ethnic studies unit to K-12 public schools curriculum. Will you support or oppose that idea? Just happen to...
Well, again, I don't know what we're... what I'm opposing or supporting it.
Of the idea itself. But if you have no opinion, we
what can... Is, okay, what is the idea again?
The idea is to add in an ethnic studies unit.
A what unit?
An ethnic studies unit.
I'm missing what that is.
Okay, let's move forward then. No worries. Now, the next one is, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools. Will you support or oppose that idea?
Well, I'm not sure what that idea is again.
Okay, so
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Believe me, it's been a pleasure talking to you, okay? Bye-bye.